You're listening to Archer Radio.
Can you email them like today or something? You know what I'm talking about.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, and we are back for our second part of our call-in show, and we have waiting for us Michael Perry from Squamish, British Columbia. And with us tonight again is the boyfriend. And what's your name now, boyfriend?
Cletus.
Cletus. We're going to continue with Cletus tonight. So let's go ahead and call Michael Perry and see what happens. We are now ringing him. Let's see if he answers. We're ringing.
Hello.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. This is Archer, and we have the boyfriend. And tonight he's being called...
Cletus.
Cletus. You've never gotten to speak to the boyfriend, have you?
No, not before.
Not before, that's true. So how are you?
I'm doing well.
Very good. What's new with you?
Not much. Just working.
We haven't talked to you in such a long time.
I've never spoken to you.
Well, I was just trying to remember, when's the last time we spoke with you? Because we recorded a show one time.
Yeah, that was ages ago.
That was quite a long time ago. So what do you want to talk about? Do you have questions for us?
No real questions.
No real questions?
Any hot topics?
Do you have a hot topic? We can talk about anything.
Haven't really thought about anything.
Well, how's your sex life?
Oh, listen to you.
I can go right in.
You're so dirty. You're
I can go
dirty.
Right to it.
Otis is very dirty. Did you know how dirty Otis can be?
He's calling me Otis tonight.
Well, because you're acting like an Otis with your dirty mind.
Well, so how is your sex life?
Listen to you. We're all virgins here.
It's just me, myself, and I.
Oh, you and your right hand?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, actually, I use both.
Oh,
do you really?
My.
Do you use both because you have to?
No, it's just fun.
Oh. Mm. Do you use lube?
Not usually.
Oh, my.
I don't either.
I don't either. Go ahead.
Can I air your dirty laundry?
Go ahead.
Because Otis is very fast.
I'm only fast when I have to be.
With your manual...
When I'm masturbating, I can go fast.
Very quickly.
Yeah. But I don't...
Like, I blink...
No, it's not that fast.
It really is.
But I don't have to be. When we have sex, I can last as long as you want me to.
Well, that's true.
So it's not like I have premature ejaculation like you're making it sound.
Well, no, but...
Okay, Mike, talk to us. We're giving too much away.
Are you as fast as Archer?
Yes, I can be, or I can make it last, too.
What's the fastest you've masturbated?
Probably under a minute. Mm.
Me too.
Oh my god.
Like 30 to 45 seconds.
Well, both maybe of you ought to be in like some kind of speed contest. Well, you know, Archer is a photographer. Maybe you can capture that moment. But you would have to be
it's
very
so
fast
hard.
With the camera.
Yeah, it's so hard. I have to use video camera for that.
Now, what are your, like when you're into your own, when you're engaging in self-love.
Masturbatory sessions.
Self-love.
Okay.
It's an Oprah moment. We're having an Oprah moment. Oprah would say self-love.
All right.
Are you thinking about anyone in particular? Who turns you on?
Oh, good question.
Usually I'm just jerking off to porn I download from the internet.
Okay, but what kind of porn is it? Like just plain old hot guys having sex, or is it specific?
It he wants to know if it's kinky.
Can be a lot of things. Oh. Last one was like with skater boys, that kind of thing.
Oh.
Sort of alternative sort of look. It's kind of nice. Yeah.
Are they on the Twinkie side though?
Yeah.
Well, now wait. Well, how old are you?
33.
Oh, okay, he's young.
But he's not a twink though. Michael, you would agree that twinks are in their 20s, right?
Well, they can be a little bit older.
There's no such thing as a 30-year-old twink.
Well, he's 33, honey. We're like old.
I know. We're like,
because when I was 33, alternative was long hair listening to Nirvana.
Yeah.
I mean, the definition has changed.
Alternative to me was not wearing
panties,
topsiders.
Oh, come
the
on.
The preppy generation. Anyway, go ahead. What do you think about?
Sorry.
So you were thinking you think about the Skater Boys?
That can be fun, but now open-minded to the other things too.
When you download the porn from the internet, are they videos or are they pictures?
Lately, it's been mostly video.
Okay. Do you have a specific site you go to?
Why do you want to know, honey?
Research. Totally research.
Field research, right?
That's right.
I'm getting it from news groups.
Oh, you're like my friend David of Dating What's with News David.
Group? I know nothing about this.
You're way over Cletus's head. But with the news groups, you have to put those clips together with some kind of program, right?
Yeah. Joining program is pretty easy.
He's so techno. Michael,
I have
is,
no idea. Well, yeah. You know, because Otis has an extensive collection of 60s and 70s porn.
But it's all on old videotape.
Yeah, I've downloaded some of the old stuff from news groups, too.
Now, there's this one guy who sells his old videotapes on eBay. But to get people interested in it, he posts clips of these videos on his website. And I've been actually masturbating to those lately.
Who?
BJ Land. Oh, God. Did I show you that? Did I ever show you that?
Does he have a blog?
Yeah, it's his blog, basically. It's BJ Land.
How do you find out? I mean,
see, look, this was the clip I masturbated to yesterday. I won't show it to you.
You touched yourself. You engaged in self-love. You engaged in self-love, but you know what?
What?
You engaged in self-sin.
No, shut up. Michael, it's called bjland.ws/weblog/blogger.html.
How do you know these things?
It's written right up there.
But how do you find out to begin with?
Well, this was from my blogging days when I used to be a huge blogger. Okay. You know, connect with other bloggers and stuff, and I just found him that way.
I'm retarded.
Yeah, all I think right. I linked to that website from Homer's blog.
Yes, from Homer's blog. That's right.
I only read political blogs and history blogs. I'm a geek.
Yeah, but then he did get a 30-day subscription to...
No. That's from Homer.
Oh, that's right. That was Homer.
We're using his password to get
a hotel.
Well, we all do it.
That's right. I'm totally confused.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, I might have two or three porn cassettes only because a friend of mine felt sorry for me.
Well, you gave me one of them.
I gave you one of them, so I probably have like two of them now. So...
And they're so full of dust, they may not even work.
No, because one's from the 70s.
That one that you gave me?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Michael.
Oh, what's the weather up there?
I was just
going to
ask that. What is the weather like up in Squamish, British Columbia?
That was crazy today. We had some sun, we had rain, we had hail, we had lightning and thunder.
Oh, my God. But what's like the temperature?
Let's see. It's 6 degrees Celsius right now.
Okay, what is that Fahrenheit? Like 40 degrees, 35 degrees?
40, around there.
Yeah.
Is
that... So now, are you feeling the effects of... Because we've been reading a lot of articles about global warming and how it's affecting the northern climates a lot more right now. Are you having a global warming winter, or has it been pretty normal?
You can see definitely up higher in the mountains, all the glaciers are receding.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm typing.
No worries.
I'm trying to let people know that we're talking to someone already.
Well, I think it's pretty scary stuff. Well, because as you know, our stupid president, the policy of the United States government is that there's no confirmed proof of global warming, even though I'm from New Orleans. We got whacked by, you know, two intense hurricanes that pretty much blew the state off the map. And we had the warmest January in like 500 years or something.
500 years.
Well, it was the warmest January on record.
On record, right.
In fact, around here, I live near a beautiful garden, and everything has been blooming because we've had such a warm winter. And then we had a freak March in which it's been below normal, like freezing every morning. So everything that's been blooming has been, like the daffodils around my building are like drooped to the ground because it's been freezing. It's been the most bizarre winter that I can ever recall. So I'm just wondering how you all are feeling it up where you live.
Yeah, it's been fairly similar here too.
Yeah. Well, now, so what else is going on in your life? Are you still single?
Oh, yeah, I'm single.
Are you going on dates?
No.
No? Are you hooking up for sex?
No, not really.
You don't have to. He is going.
I'm blunt. I will just ask it the way it is. That's what the listeners want to know.
I've been going out to the bars. That's about it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of bars do you go to?
I like the Pump Jacks in Vancouver. It's sort of more of a leather crowd type bar.
Now, would they tend to be more bearish kind of bars?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Do you like bears?
I like it all.
Wow.
Oh, he likes it all. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Archer could you've got
some... Don't you say it. That would be so mean.
I was going to say, you have some leather accessories.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that. I'm a bear.
Oh, I would never say such a thing. But
I don't think I'm hairy enough to be a bear.
But you do have kind of a stocky build like a bear.
I do.
And you've got the goatee, and you do have your little biker boots that you wear on occasion.
I do. Now, do you own leather accessories, Michael?
No, I just have a leather jacket, that's all.
Uh-huh. When you engage in sexual contact with other men, do you use leather accessories?
No, I don't have anything like that.
Uh-huh. Have you ever been in a sling?
Oh, my God. This sounds like wishful thinking on the part of Otis. Please do not feel at liberty to answer his questions.
He can say he doesn't want to answer, but I know he will.
Do you want a sling in the bedroom, honey?
No, honey. We have your sling at your house.
I don't have a sling. I just have a riding crop.
Okay. Michael.
Archer likes the riding crop. Spanky, spanky. Oh, yeah, you do. You know you do.
Now, stop dominating the conversation. We do have call-in people.
Who's the dominant person here?
Me. Thank you very much.
Who's wearing boots this evening? I'm wearing the boots this evening. I'll kick your fucking ass. He likes to be talked. Do you know he likes to be spoken to in that manner?
No, I don't.
So if ever Archer's asking you a question you don't want to answer, just say, shut the fuck up, bitch.
Go ahead, Michael. Answer the question.
Actually, no, I've never been in a sling.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you disappointed Otis. You should have said, shut the fuck up, bitch. It's none of your goddamn fucking business. Bend over. I'm going to spank your fucking neck. His little hiney needs a spanking.
You need to shut the fuck up yourself. Now, let me gear this conversation myself here just a little bit here. Michael, what is the kinkiest thing you've done?
Oh,
Probably sex on the beach.
Oh.
And what is that? Oh, that's not like a drink. That's like actually having sex on the beach.
Well, that is a drink too, isn't it?
I was going to say it is a drink. I thought it was a drink.
Yeah.
That's a drink in the 80s. He was like 5 years old back then. We're dating ourselves.
But do you remember that being a drink?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, Michael, we've got other people. I mentioned this on the show, not to be offended if I cut you off, but we have other people who want to call in. Is that all right?
Yeah, for sure.
Unless you have any questions or any comments you want to tell
us.
Wait,
before we let him go, I just wanted to know that I mean business. Bend over, bitch.
Stop. You're going to...
I popped him good.
That was way too loud. If you listen to any shows,
bitch.
They call that over-modulating now. Stop.
Shut and get that fucking finger out of my face. Scrub the fucking floor.
Oh, honey, I'm going to turn your microphone off.
I
turned his microphone off.
You're in trouble, bitch.
Michael, do you have any questions for us?
No, just wanted to call in and say hi.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We totally enjoyed it.
Bye, Otis.
And we'll talk again soon.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, now we land. Oops. What is that noise? You're blowing in the microphone. Wait, we're going to call Special Delivery Mark.
It's Hurricane Cletus.
Stop. Okay, we're going to call Special Delivery Mark now.
With winds gusting to 160 miles an hour.
Okay, wait, but he's going to answer the phone and you're going to be blowing in the microphone. Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Special Delivery Mark.
Yes, Archer, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine. It's finally stopped snowing out here in California. We're almost into spring. I saw my very first spring wildflowers today.
Oh my gosh.
Some California poppies.
Oh, yum.
You should know that we're talking, you have the privilege of talking with the boyfriend, and he's going by Cletus tonight.
Oh, shoot, and I had a whole bit for Chief of Stanislaw.
Oh, well, go ahead.
I can go ahead and be Stanislaus.
You can be Stanislaus, because to the west of us is Stanislaus County.
Oh.
West of where I'm located is the Stanislaus National Forest.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
So I just thought that was pretty cool, and how that name came about was the Mexicans were fighting with the Indians down in the Central Valley,
mm-hmm.
and the chief that they were fighting was Chief Estanislao.
Oh.
And the area of the stretch of the river that fight took place in was mapped in about 1845, but he misspelled the name mm-hmm. of that stretch of the river, and it became Stanislaus.
Oh my gosh.
And Stanislaus County was established in 1854, just 5 years after the first gold was found out here in California.
Oh, wow.
You are just You've been doing full of homework. Information.
Now, I have
well,
to
I
say.
I thought a history teacher would enjoy that.
St. Stanislaus was the Catholic boarding school that my parents threatened to send me to if I didn't behave.
Aha, so you're threatening Archer in an oblique fashion?
Yes.
Yes, he is. You should have heard, wait until you listen to this show, because he was just like ragging on me big
time. No, you needed to be spanked, and you got exactly what you deserved.
Well, before,
well,
go ahead.
I want to hear him spank you.
No,
all right, bend
stop,
over.
Stop.
Bend over,
no,
bitch.
Stop. Ow, stop. Oh, ow, stop that. That is hurting. Before we get into this
crazy... I brought my riding crop. He's going to get it.
Before we get into these crazy conversations, I wanted to ask Mark, how are you feeling? You were very sick on yesterday's show.
No. Oh, you heard that horrible... I got sent home from work because I was typhoid Marky.
Yes, I heard episode 49 and 49.1.
Yes, I was feeling quite ill. It passed rapidly.
Oh, good. You sound much better.
Yes, and the Sudafed helps.
Very good. I'm so glad to hear that.
But no fever, nothing like that. It just seems to be a bug that's traveling in the upper respiratory out here.
Yeah. We've had a lot of that at school, actually.
Yes, we have too.
Yes. Yes, it's little biological germ factories there in the school system.
Definitely. Yeah.
But, teaching, you become immune. I find I don't really get sick, but you do. The first couple years I was teaching, I was sick all the time, whatever virus or flu was floating around. But, 12 years later, I don't get sick.
I don't get sick as often either. I think I built up the immunity to it.
Yeah.
So, Mark, we're being very blunt with our people who are calling in tonight. So, how's your sex life?
No. Otis is
How
being
is my
very
sex
blunt.
Life? Well, I can share the news gladly that I got my first prescription for Viagra.
Are you serious?
Just waiting for an opportunity to try it out, because I'm diabetic. I needed that little. Needed that little boost.
That lift. We needed that extra lift.
Wait a minute. I'm going to need to ask a couple questions here. Yes. So, you're a diabetic, so that that decreases your blood flow, right?
Correct. The capillaries get damaged, and they don't carry as much blood to the peripheral areas. Fingers, toes, penises.
So that makes it much harder for you to get a hard-on, right?
Correct. Yes.
Wow.
But it works just fine. It does work fine. It just requires a little extra time.
So, you got
special attention.
Now, when you went to the doctor for this Viagra, did you have to explain to him that you have diabetes and all that, or did they just know and they said?
Oh, he knew I had the diabetes, and I just
and you said asked. I want to have some sex, so can you give me some Viagra?
Exactly.
Oh my goodness!
Yes. Are there candidates for your experiment with Viagra?
Not locally.
Oh. Are you going to go out to the Todd Park or whatever you called it.
Oh, God. I just go there to talk to the guys and try to get them
on.
Yeah,
I heard that show you were talking to that guy on.
One of them. I was waiting for the penis pumper to show up.
Oh, God.
Talk to him.
Now, to fill in the boyfriend, because he does not listen to podcasts, Special Delivery Mark goes to this park.
Okay.
Where gentlemen prefer to masturbate in their cars or have sex with each other, right?
Correct.
Like Lady Bird Johnson.
Yeah, like okay. LBJ Park here we have in D.C. But Mark only goes for his research, and he just sits in his car and podcasts and talks to these yes. men.
Oh, come on. And you don't get any, like, tips?
They're cod. They're cod. Creepy old dudes. I'm not going to get out of my car for that.
C-O-D. But
don't they hop in your car and give you a little
It's tip? Not allowed.
That's not allowed? You don't let them get in the car?
Hell so no. Describe these gentlemen. Are they older, younger, married? What?
Older, mm-hmm. married, mm-hmm. mostly over 60.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
See, that's how I would peg them. Grandpas who want to get away from grandma for a few minutes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh
and
my
I call
gosh.
Them cod because I think calling them trolls is a little bit crude.
But more accurate, don't you think?
Well, but cod pretty much fits creepy old dudes.
Yeah, and if C-O-D? I were to go down on them, if I were to go down on them, they probably would smell pretty fishy.
Ooh. How many of them have you gone down on?
I just told you I don't.
Believe you.
But at least one or two had to be attractive or younger or...
I have met some younger men there, yes.
Okay. And so they're out to get the cod, is that it?
The old cod are out there trolling for the young fishies.
But do the older cod hook up with each other?
I believe they do.
Oh.
But basically it's a community. You go in and you hear all the gossip about mm-hmm. who's moved into the area, who's fresh, who's new.
Oh my. Oh, because I would have thought something else. I would have thought, because you know, if you read Craigslist or you know, when I was in my dating phase, it was always interesting to read, you know, 45-year-old men who would only date up to 30. And then they had a picture of themselves, and they were 300 pounds and hairy and bald. And I would think, what do you think you're going to get? I mean, what hot, buff, slim 25-year-old is going to respond to your ad? So my, you know, when I hear this, I would think that these are 60-year-old grandpas looking for 20-year-old twinks and having to settle for another 65-year-old. That's just my hunch.
I would agree with that.
I think that's very accurate.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, then where do you find your sexual partners?
I haven't had any in the last year, at least.
Are you serious?
You're like a virgin.
Okay, now we have to go into the same topic.
I'm almost virginal again, yes.
We have touched to go for the very first time.
Or touched by himself.
Yes, I'm touched by myself quite a bit.
Well, now let's talk about that, because we just finished a conversation with Michael Perry in Squamish, British Columbia, and he was telling us about his masturbatory activities. So,
yes,
you obviously engage in self-love.
Yes, the latest. Have you ever received a soy candle by Phoebes?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yes, oh, we have.
Absolutely.
What was fabulous. It packed with?
Was oh my God, I heard this. Wait. I heard this on your show. I think it's disgusting, but go ahead and tell us. Those little bubble wrap.
And that bubble wrap is an amazing texture. You just lube it up in the shower.
Can you believe him?
Soy Candle by Phoebes includes free sex. It's wonderful.
Oh my.
He masturbates with the bubble wrap.
But that's why it's called a unique sensual experience.
You know, you are on to something. Have you videotaped this? Because I think there's something. I think there's something to it.
I do too. I think you need to just for research purposes only.
Yep. This is an infomercial.
Well,
unless someone can turn the bubble wrap into one of those penis grabber things.
Oh, that's easy. You just put some tape around it.
Oh.
Well, yeah, you could roll it and then just slip your cock into the inside of the tube.
Absolutely.
And now, how long of a cock are we talking?
I would say silence. Above average, but less than huge.
So about 7.
I'd say a little half inch shorter than that.
6.5. That's good.
You are really, really being personal.
Yes, and I'm going to ask some more questions. When you are in...
Rick, do you have any wine here, Rick?
Is Rick there?
I'm at Rick's house. He's my straight friend, Rick, so...
Oh.
Oh, well, ask Rick how big his dick is.
Borrowing his DSL.
Oh, that's right, because your DSL's still down.
Oh, does Rick have a girlfriend?
I don't believe so. Rick, let's not discuss Rick. He's not... Yeah, he's just lending me the line tonight.
Okay.
He wants to be part of the show.
Okay, we won't discuss
Rick. Were we cock size? Okay, yes, about 6.5. Thick. Cut.
Okay. Sounds good. But now here's the next question. When you are engaging in masturbatory sex, who's yelling in the background?
That's Rick.
You're dirty.
Does he want to be...
When I engage in masturbatory sessions, yes.
Do you use lube, or is it strictly the shower thing with the bubble wrap?
Lube with the bubble wrap in the shower.
Oh. Okay.
When I'm in my boudoir, I don't use lube. It causes too much sensation.
Yeah.
Dry.
Yes, I understand. Now, when the climax occurs, are you bubbling up with copious amounts of cum, or is it a what?
Continue.
I don't know
what's
come over Otis this evening.
I don't know.
It must be
strange.
I don't know. I guess maybe I'm horny, but do you cum a lot, basically?
Nobody there to compare with, so it would be an average amount.
Yeah, I think you should ask Otis some questions.
Yes, do you have any questions for Otis or Cletus? Oh, by the way, the boyfriend's going by Cletus, and I'm Otis.
But wait, we can go by Stanislaus.
Whatever Mark wants to call us, go ahead.
Let's go by Stanislaus, because he did all this research.
Okay.
Yes, Stanislaus.
Okay, Stanislaus.
When Slut Boy gets really horny and he starts asking all his guests these personal questions, is he willing to reciprocate?
Well, with answering the questions, I think you should find out. Go ahead and ask Otis some questions.
Well, Otis, I'm being handed a drink of whiskey right now, so my ears are warmed up for your answer to my probing question.
All right.
Oh, please probe Otis. He loves to be probed.
Otis, shut up.
How much do you enjoy being spanked, Otis?
Well,
be honest.
To be totally honest, when I am in the bottom position, I actually...
Often?
No, I wouldn't
say. Oh, it's often. Okay.
At least once a weekend. I do enjoy having my ass slapped, once or twice here and there.
Swats.
But nothing like see those people on videos or even on Craigslist who like to have their ass slapped so hard that they're turning red and all that. I just like to have a little shock to the system with my ass every once in a while.
Because you're so...
He's so bossy.
He's so insolent, and you need to be spanked.
You see, from my experience, I used to date a cop in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And he was a very bossy top.
Oh.
However, after a hard day at work, he'd come home and he loved being spanked.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So I have a suspicion that being the bossy top that Archer pretends to be, that he's actually... enjoys the submissive position.
Oh, absolutely.
Quite a bit.
Now, was your cop boyfriend, did he look like Eric Estrada?
No, he was blonde. He had a fringe of hair. Mm-hmm. The top was bald. Looked like Chuck Norris, sort of, with less hair.
Oh, okay. Well, but now, when I am in the top position...
The top position now, okay.
I can be just as bossy and... in control, and I throw the boyfriend around the bed and...
Handcuffs away, Rick. Go ahead.
I was going to say that I demand the boyfriend pretty much do as I want to do when I'm in that top position.
You're very demanding. And if he doesn't please you the way you demand...
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, if you think about it, sweetheart, I kind of throw you around the bed the way I want you.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't notice. I must have been sleeping when that happened.
Oh,
I think I saw that video.
Mean.
He molested you the other night, Stanislaus.
About the sleeping video.
Oh, he did. He wanted to be very dirty and naughty.
Off camera, he was molesting you, I know.
It was, I felt like an altar boy being molested by a priest.
Well, listen.
Sorry, Rick has to close the front door to his apartment now because there's neighbors gathering, listening
to all of this.
Oh my gosh! Well, actually, we really need to wrap this up because
this is very nice. Thank you.
The end of our
that.
Oh, but thanks for all the wine, too. Those, the wines have been just lovely.
I have more to send.
Oh, excellent.
However, the Irish Vineyards wine didn't make it through St. Paddy's Day.
Oh. It ended up in your belly?
It ended up in my belly, but I can get good. More.
And okay.
The email that I described, it was a white with a question mark behind it.
Yes.
And you said definitely white.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The green.
Oh, it's green?
Oh, it's like a Vino Verde. Is it like a Vino Verde? Is it a Vino Verde?
Dyed fluorescent green for St. Paddy's Day.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So you can look forward to that in a couple weeks.
Well, the Virginia wineries are releasing their wines as well. So we'll have to stockpile a couple bottles for you.
I really enjoyed was it the Prince Michaud that was the white, one you sent? Or was that the Jefferson?
That was the Jefferson, and we sent that you...
Oh, that was very nice with the Granny Smith apples.
Oh, that sounded lovely, yeah.
It was very tasty.
Yeah. So
we'll remember that you like whites.
That was very nice of you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Well, listen, thank you so much for calling. Or actually, I called you, but thank you so much for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you for allowing my dirty talk onto your show.
Oh, believe me, I was doing vicious dirty. So we'll definitely catch up with you again.
Thank you, Archer.
All righty.
Thank you, Stanislaus.
All right.
Cletus. You have a good evening.
Okay,
you
too.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
How do I hang up? Okay, here you go. Okay, boys and girls, that's the end of the second show. I don't know if Stanislaus is in the mood for one more. It sounds like he might be, because we actually have two more people we could talk to. So that's all for this one, but maybe we'll come back for a third. We'll have to see. But I have to talk to the boyfriend. So until next time, boys and girls...
Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.